This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Forever Dog. Forever Dog.
Sassy Tarot. Sassy. Sassy Tarot. Welcome to an audio journey through the world of tarot with me, Veronica Osorio. So sit back, relax, and let the journey begin.
To see the cards from today's episode, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Sassy Tarot Pod. That's S-A-S-S-Y, tarot, like a regular tarot, T-A-R-O-T-P-O-D. Sassy Tarot Pod. Sassy Tarot Pod.
Welcome one more time to Sassy Tarot. My name is Veronica Osorio, and what you can hear in the background, the music, is played by Peter Mark Kendall. So this is another mini episode where I talk about a specific card, and we are going in order. We're going in order of the major arcanas right now. So we're going up from zero, the Fool, which I already did. You can go back and listen to it. And now we're going to number one, the major arcana number one, which is the Magician. And the Magician is the natural progression for the Fool, because the Fool was the card of this person, man or woman, who has just begun a journey, and they have nothing to show, they have nothing to prove, they just have started over for whatever reason. And we all have new beginnings at some points in our lives, and sometimes they come from a terrible place, and sometimes they come from a really good place. Sometimes we choose to have those new beginnings, and sometimes life makes us have those new beginnings. And it's like as if we're a newborn baby. So we went through that feeling, that vibe, that idea, and then the natural progression when you start over is that eventually you start realizing that you have a power over the situation, that you're not a fool, that you're not just crazy, you're not just like, you don't have anything. You don't not have things. You do have things. You have your power. You have your will. So the one, the Magician, is the card of manifestation. So basically, that's when you take the tools that, like the Fool was holding a stick, but he was just using it to carry his like clothes or like the lessons he learned from the past and bring them into this new experience. And the Magician is when the Fool realizes that that's not a stick, that's a wand, and that they actually have the power to bring things forth through their brains, through, it's your classic The Secret, right? That movie slash book, for who saw it as a book. I don't read those books because I get bored. But I did watch the quote-unquote documentary, and it brings up a lot of ideas, and it's old already. It's like, I watched it in 2006, I think, something like that. My mom showed it to me. And it was basically the principle was you create your reality with your thoughts and your feelings. So that is exactly what the Magician is. The Magician stands with a hand pointing at the heavens and a hand pointed to the earth. And the typical classical like slogan for this card is as above, so below. So basically, the magician is like picking up the energies of the we could say spirit, we could say God, we could say your higher self, your inner wish, your inner light, whatever you want to call it, and it's bringing them from the abstract to the material through sheer will. So it's when we, you know, when you have something on your mind, kind of can't stop thinking about it, and then it kind of happens and you're blown away because, wow, I was thinking about this and it happened. Like, I was thinking about this person and they called, or I was thinking about maybe a job opportunity that's similar to this, or a person that's similar to this. And then, boom, they materialized. And then they materialized a little too literally as you were thinking of them. And then you realize that you maybe had flaws or like things you didn't put thoughts into. Like, The Secret, the documentary, The Secret has an example of like, I like a guy like this and that, and the girl is just saying all the things she wants in this guy, and she forgets to say that he's in love with me too, or something like that. So she meets the perfect guy, but he doesn't fall in love with her, or she forgets to like fall in love with him. So it's basically the magician is having that power to manifest and the power to move the elements with your will to make things happen. The magician being number one is not, like, the fool is a spiritual journey. We're starting from zero. The magician has will. It's not about spirit. It's about translating spirit into material, right? But you can choose to do whatever you want. You can use the power for good, and you can use it for evil. And that's something to think about, because you can truly create a mess of your life if you manifest things without meaning to, or without wanting to, or without putting thought into what it is that you're manifesting. The magician is a card that appears in the tarot and reads when it's trying to tell you. Before I go there, I actually want to describe the card a little bit. So the card is in a yellow background, which usually means like it's materialized. This guy's pointing at the heavens with like, I want to say like a wand, a selenite wand, and at the ground. So basically, and he has an infinite sign on his, over his head, meaning that this is an infinite power that humans have. Everyone has it. Meaning that it's neutral, right? This power is neutral. You decide if it's used for good or bad, for drama or for peace. You decide what you're going to do with this power. But we have this power. The magician is that person who is transparent. So, like, see-through. So, like, through that person, energies run and become like a cable. Like a glass of water, you can tell if it's dirty or not. The magician has a table, which is like a workstation, I feel, like a craft station. And the table has a cup, which is the realm of feeling, sensitivity, emotions. It has a sword, which is communication, air, thoughts. It and radio waves, I feel like. It has a pentacle, which is materialization in the material world, resources, time, the people we manifest into our lives. And then also it has a wand, which is spirit, the force of spirit, the passion. So basically, if this is a carpenter, a weird carpenter, he has all the tools to make anything he wants. He can create an ugly-ass statue, or he can create, like, a useful bench that people are going to sit on and have many meals a family on. You know, like, he can create whatever he wants, and that's partly why the magician is powerful, but depending on what cards sit next to him, it can become a very destructive or a healing force. As it is, it's a neutral energy. If the magician shows up in a reading, it basically is telling you that you can create, you have right now the tools to manifest anything you want. You can create your reality, and this is a perfect time. For whatever reason, the elements are combining in your environment to make things happen. So, for example, you're out of work and you're trying to manifest a job, and your mentality is I don't have a job. I don't know. You're undecided. You don't know what your passion is, so you don't have the wand, and you aren't really thinking about that as much, and so you don't have the sword. But the second you, like, put your feeling into it, put your coin into it, invest time and effort, and the second you put your thoughts into it and put your passion into it, that's the moment where you have all the tools to manifest your ideal job. So it's a thing. It's a card of timing. It's a card of telling you that you are, if you're like, believe in God or whatever, you are, as a creator, you are truly, like, think of anything that exists in the world currently that you can look at and touch. First existed in someone's mind, right? So, like, you can't touch and sit on a chair that's reality without it having existed in someone's mind before, and then in someone's passion, and then in someone's, like, will to do, and then in the actual material working of the materials. Does that make sense? And then it becomes a chair. So that is a magician, is that thought turned to thing, to a material thought happening. And it doesn't have to be like as material as a chair, because an encounter with someone that you're interested in talking to for whatever reason can be something you materialize. Meeting someone that you're interested in, or I want to try to like give examples of more abstract situations, like like, I wanted to go on a trip. I knew I wanted to go on a trip on the week of the 4th of July. And it just so happened that I was having, like, conversations with my manager, and I was looking through Airbnbs, and I knew I might just take off at some point, like, just go somewhere. And I was going to go on my own with my cat. And instead, this, like, at the same time I was, like, looking at Airbnbs, this, like, invitation to come to New York or Montauk came. So it was like, oh, yes, I feel like I materialized that situation where, like, I take off. And I was feeling a little guilty about being unproductive that week, and then it turned out to be very productive. So, you know, it can happen like that. That's the magician card. So when it pops in a read, if you do reversals, I'll tell you what that means and stuff. So first, let me describe some of the elements of the card. And I'm reading this from the After Thoughts, the After Tarot card. Just so you know, I can't really hear the music. So if I feel like I'm out of, there's something I'm not hearing very well. So if I'm sounding like I'm not matching the music, it's because I can't really hear. I hear, like, chunks of it. But I hope you guys are enjoying it on the other side. I think it's probably great. All right, here we go. I can hear it. Okay, are you ready to describe the magician? Okay. So it says the four elemental props, wand, cup, sword, and pentacle, are emblems of the four suits of the minor arcana. We know this. They symbolize the four realms of existence. The figure eight symbol of infinity above the magician's head shows that he's an old hand at the art of magic, including the mastery of time and space. I have my oracle deck, and he is called awareness. And it's this like rocker guy who's like, he's this rocker dude who's like enlightened in his head. Like he has like a circle around his head that indicates his brain, his head, his mind is fully connected to, yeah, the cosmos. His third eye is, he can bring the energies of the cosmos through his body into a thing that exists. In the after tarot, instead of the elements being on the table, they are floating in space because he's starting to move them with his mind. In the Dali tarot deck, surprise, surprise, is Dali and his melted clock and a couple of other surreal elements. And he's in this like tower that's on fire. So he's like at the cauldron, just like cooking up some surreal paintings. In my Medicine Woman tarot deck, it's called resources, because that's what it is. It's having all the resources available to manifest. And sometimes those resources are, I'm showing you the cards, Peter, so in case you, it just matters. I don't know. I can't really hear that much of what's going on. Peter's in New York now, if you guys can't tell, but they're not probably going to be able to tell, right? Because it's going to sound like as if we're in the same space, right? But Peter's in New York, so this is a technological bridge we're manifesting right now. Yeah, hell yeah. So resources, it's like you have everything to your disposition. Actually, I want to talk about the magician, radically different meaning in the Medicine Woman tarot deck in a second. The magician belts his robe with an Ouroboros, a snake eating its own tail, like the lemniscate. It's a symbol of eternity. So yeah, forever we have the power to manifest. It illustrates that time seems linear, but it's also cyclical. We move from point to point, and then we find ourselves back where we began. So yeah, like you may have manifested a full life, and turns out that you got to a point in your growth where you're not that person anymore. Let's say you finish college and you realize you're not the same fucking dweeb you were at the beginning of college. Now you're like, you have different interests, or you like hot girls, always like hot girls, and then you realize like that pursuit is like futile in a way, because it leads you to relationships that are manifested based off of something that's not as important. And then you've outgrown that part of your life, and then you're like, I actually want to manifest this kind of substance or this kind of like relationship. So that's the infinite sign. It means like you went through a loop in life and you realize, oh no. And then you start over and decide again what to manifest, and then you manifest it, and then you change, and then like that's how life goes. You're like go through several iterations of you as a person. And the magician being you always has the power to manifest according to that version of yourself. It's a card of personal power. The magician's wand is pointed at both ends to channel and refine energy along its length, because he's in a power pose. I don't know if you saw that TED talk about power poses. I recommend it, I guess. It apparently works. I don't know about that shit. I just know it's like a magical pose where like a diagonal made with both arms. I want to talk about the flowers, because he has flowers above and below. So it says, the red roses of passion and the white lilies of purity suggest that the flesh and blood are a blend of innocence and desire. Yeah, is what I'm saying. Like, so far, none of the cards have an element of good or evil. It's just what it is. You know, it's just as it is. The I want to talk about the magician and how it has several versions according to the deck they're in, but especially the tarot. The Medicine Woman tarot deck has, I think, of the most radical explanation. So I'm going to read from the little book, and it's called One, Resources. So the Fool is seed, and it talks about planting a seed, beginning and trusting yourself, just going for it. And now number one says, your energy is your basic resource. Your sexuality is a large part of your energy system. It involves you in relationships. If you're in a destructive relationship, pick up your power and leave now. Next, look at everything around you. Get rid of things that interfere with your dreams. Acquire what you need, so it's a collection of resources too, right? It's not just like leaving behind the resources that are useless. It's like if I have a table where I'm doing crafts and I have a bunch of like tools for cooking, but what I'm trying to do is knitting something, I can't do what I need to do with those resources. So it's talking about not just the power of manifesting, it's talking about letting go of resources that are no longer resources and picking up what the tools that you do actually need, including your sexual energy, which I'm very interested in because I don't know, it's like a more natural deck, like a human in nature kind of deck. It's very like mother birth, birth canal kind of deck. It says, next, look at everything around you. Get rid of things that interfere with your dreams. Acquire what you need. Be aware that what you need is probably already at hand. Take stock of your resources and use them wisely. So normally the magician is like, yeah, I manifest. I exert my power in the world. Kind of that Mars energy, that what people define as Mars, which is power, action. What you don't do in Shabbat, which is like exerting your power in the world. Just that's the magician. And then the Medicine Woman tarot deck talks about not just exerting your power to make things, like it's not just buying things and hoarding, it's also like getting rid of things. And that sometimes we don't talk about manifesting that way, like about letting go, releasing. I've moved too many times around, like in New York, I moved, I think, once a year and then, or more. Jesus. And then in LA, I moved 3 times in less than a year once. And then I just moved recently. And that's been a big, 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 big thing in my life, just letting go of things, which I can't because I come from a different country and sometimes it's hard to. So this deck talks about magician energy that way. So I feel like you have a good idea of what the magician means. So if it comes out in a reading, if you have many swords at hand, maybe you have to think about where you're putting your thoughts. If you have many cups at hand, maybe you have to like really pay attention to what you're feeling, because what you're feeling is what you're manifesting and how you're living. So I'm feeling down as I'm thinking of situations. I'm feeling very sad as I'm thinking of situations, and I'm manifesting more of that. I'm attracting more of that. There's no way that that won't be the case. So if you have to pay attention to the suit that's next to the magician and think about how you're manifesting. If the magician is upside down, it means that maybe you don't have the resources right now. Maybe you're not ready to manifest. Maybe you're manifesting in a cycle that's like unhealthy. Maybe you are feeling powerless in a situation. So, you know, that's the magician. Now, I know we have like half a minute to go, but before we jump to the next episode, I want to pull, I'm going to do 2 cards, just 2. So think of a question right now as you're listening to this. Think of a question. Oh, damn. So I'm going to pull 2 cards and you're going to pick number 1 or 2 and then I'll tell you what they mean. Okay, I'm ready. So did you think of your question? You have to. If you haven't, go back 15 seconds and keep thinking, because I'm pulling the cards right now. So I'm pulling card 1 and 2. Pick a number between 1 and 2. If you pick card number 1, you don't think of yes or no questions. Think of topics, because there's never going to be a yes or no answer with a tarot, unless it's sometimes it happens, but it's rare. So if your question You pick number one. You got the King of Pentacles, which is like stability, working for your money, making sure you have all you need on this earth in order to continue, maybe providing for your family. If you're not challenging that energy, I suggest you to try to see yourself as someone who can materialize, who can create their money, their time. If you're lacking resources, remember you are the owner of your own life and you can manifest those things into reality. And maybe drink some wine and maybe have some time to chill with your family and the people that really matter to you, because that's the Pentacles. It's like everything that you can see right now. Remember, there's no time like now. All the rest is fiction. And the King of Pentacles, he reminds me of like my grandpa, my Italian grandpa, when every time we were like all together, every single time he like would tear up so hard and cry because we're all there. Even if it's just like three cousins, he'd be like, everybody's here. And you're like, all right, that's the King of Pentacles. It's like that person who's like appreciates the things around them. Or manifest them. So if you're not in that space, go ahead and do that. And then card number two is the Chariot. Whoa, good energy here. The Chariot is rapid motion forward. This is not stopping. And maybe there are some opposing forces, but you're gonna have to like literally get in the place mentally where you center those energies and visualize people going in the same direction, and you will win. You just have to keep your eye on the target. Keep your eye on the target and don't let those horses going in different directions distract you from going to the realm that you want to manifest. So if people are pulling you in different directions, I'm not saying don't listen to them, but try to like a horse, direct them towards where you want with a gentle hand. So that's the Magician. I hope you guys learned a little bit about it, and see you in the next episode of Sassy Tarot. And I'm sure there's an at Sassy Tarot Pod, at Sassy Tarot Pod, so you can contact me there. I'm Veronica Osorio, and what you were hearing in the background was Peter Mark Kendall's wonderful music. Bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production, executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.